Hey everybody, welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Hope this finds you well. I want to talk to you about a story which was very kindly sent my way by one of the patrons of the channel. It is one of the benefits. If you become a patron, you can send me stuff and I'm happy to have a look around and see is in terms of stories, is this one a good one? So this is a big shout out to James, who brought to my attention an article in the Daily Mirror, which is only fit to line the bottom of your budgie's cage last week. It's entitled, remarkably, let me just get you here. I'll give you the headline to it because it's a bit of a classic, I suppose, really, by Daily Mirror standards. It's by someone called Fleet Street Fox. Fleet Street Fox, aka Susan Boniface. That's her name. Okay. So she writes for the Daily Mirror. If that's not a contradiction in terms, maybe it is. But anyway, she's of the opinion that anti-vaxxers want to kill your babies. Yeah, anti-vaxxers, this is a headline in the National British Press. It's absolutely disgraceful, but I'm going to read it out. Anti-vaxxers want to kill your babies, stage a coup, and cause another lockdown. Oh no, Susan, you've rumbled us. You've exposed the plan. I thought we got away with it. And now, because of your brave journalism, we now know what the story is going to be. So she starts off, imagine if the Taliban was targeting the NHS for destruction. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, you lost me at that sentence. Okay. But in the left-wing salons, this is what they imagine. They think, imagine if the Taliban was targeting the NHS. Picture someone determined to live in the 14th century and drag you, your family, and your democracy back there too. Well, hang on, Susan. Joe Biden's happy about that. Joe Biden supports the Taliban being able to do that. Are you saying you know more than Joe Biden? Isn't Joe Biden your hero? And then she goes on, what wonders that'll do for infectious disease, maternal mortality rights, and your right to vote. But it's what you'd expect from the Taliban, isn't it? And it's reasonable to say promoting these ideas, forcing them and others to join a group of fatally thick knuckle draggers is so likely to kill people that it should be a crime. Hang on one second, Fleet Street Fox. Isn't that a bit racist? Aren't you being a little bit bigoted against the Taliban just because they don't agree with your ideology? Maybe you should try flying out to Kabul and educate them into your much more enlightened ways. But of course, it's not the Taliban she wants to talk about. No. As she puts it, it's your mate on Facebook or Nicki Minaj or Piers Corbyn. These are the people, it turns out, who have, as she has put it, somehow convinced 5 million reasonably educated British adults. Don't you love the little patronizing sneer? Reasonably educated. Not like you, Susie, because you're super duper educated. The rest of us are just plebs. Isn't that right? So you think. Patronizing git. So apparently, anyway, these people have convinced 5 million Brits not to protect each other from a super infectious strain of a deadly new disease. Number one, it's not super infection, and number two, it's not a deadly new disease. The infection fatality rate of COVID-19 at this point in the day is roughly the same as the flu. It's just as simple as that. The infection rate of the Delta variant is roughly 3/4 less of the Alpha variant. So it's neither as infectious as it was, nor indeed as deadly as it was. But she doesn't care about facts. She doesn't care. Facts don't matter to the left. This is what you have to understand. She says, anyway, the 5 million anti-vaxxers have promoted the collapse of the NHS more effectively than the most rabid, table-chewing backbench Tory. Whoops. Wow, that's like Angela Rayner levels of hatred there, Susie. Don't you need to go and check out your anger? Well, don't you? I think you've got anger management problems, honey. I think you might have. So we've got to be careful about that. We've got to take care of you. And then she goes on to talk about the fact that the anti-vaxxers like Piers Corbyn and stuff have called for US Capitol-style insurrection. Well, there wasn't an insurrection at the US Capitol, so there's another problem we've got with her. And she and the brother of the ex-Labour leader, this is Piers Corbyn, has suggested the need to take down vaccination centres and take down the town halls. Well, don't you believe in protest, Susie? No, not allowed to protest, not allowed to object to things you don't like. Apparently not. No, you got to shut up, suck it up. Then she goes into a whole rant about folic acid. So apparently somebody had greeted the news that folic acid is going to be added to her flour to protect against baby abnormalities by disputing that and saying that they had issues with folic acid. Well, I have no idea about folic acid, quite honestly, but I'm not sure how you get folic acid into discussion on whether or not one takes an experimental gene therapy, unless you're a mendacious journalist out to try and link together 101 different things to try and make a sort of a third-rate point. And then she goes on, she gets into throwing Nazi, if these people are wearing swastikas and throwing Nazi salutes, blah, 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 everyone's a Nazi that doesn't agree with her. And yeah, again, so much about folic acid. Well, let me be really clear on this one. Anything that would help babies thrive and prosper, I'm 100% in favor of. Yeah, personally, I'm in favor of all these things. As long as we've got the evidence for it and as long as we don't have questions that remain unanswered, like with the experimental gene therapies. But here's a point for you, Susie, because I've got some confusions. My confusions are based on the fact that you seem to be really, really concerned about babies. And yet, if I've having checked back through your history, I also see you're pretty keen on abortion. Right then. So you want the infant in the womb to get the folic acid to help from birth defects, but you're also quite very adamant, in fact, your right to control your body. And as regards abortions, you're pretty keen on that. I think I did see a tweet from you where you were saying, if Donald Trump tries to interfere with my right to my body, then I'll kick him in the balls. I think that's what Susie was saying in another one of her little things. So, strange, absolute thing about obsession, about folic acid, the suggestion that if you oppose the experimental gene therapy, you're a Nazi, that you are destroying the NHS, you're spreading lies that damage the NHS, you're causing child deformities. This is the fevered imaginations that actually are quite typical of those on the left. They suffer from such advanced cognitive dissonance that at no point can they actually connect the things that need to be connected. So, for example, if she actually believed in the things that she said, if she cares so much about children or infants in the womb, for example, surely she would be doing everything she can to make sure that UK abortion legislation is restricted so that more babies have a chance of surviving. But she doesn't want to know about that. And when it comes to people protesting, well, on some things, that's fine. She's 100% in favor of that. But when it comes to other things, like, for example, people protesting about the genes, the gene therapies, she's not happy about that at all. I mean, I'm afraid this is a Fleet Street fox that needs to stay well down a particular hole in the earth, because the stuff that she's spouting, the hysterical tone of it, the demonizations that she uses, throwing a words like Nazi around, as if that has any impact. I mean, it doesn't. Let's be clear. Calling people Nazis now, it's just everyone's a Nazi who doesn't agree with the left. And the irony in that is that the people who have the most fascist, authoritarian, totalitarian mindset are often to be found on the left. I know they're to be found in the right as well, with the likes of Boris Johnson and his gang. But there you have it anyway. The whimsy nonsense from the Daily Mirror. And thanks again for bringing it to my attention. Just to say, folks, if you've got any tips for stories, then if you sign up on Patreon, you can send me those and I'll happily consider them and talk them through if I see them. Because I know we all read lots of different stuff. I try to read loads, but I obviously miss some stuff. And if you see something that you think would be a good topic for a podcast, please let me know. And I will most definitely have a look at it for you. That's it for me, folks. Thanks for listening. Catch up with you soon.